Chapter 5. Ray, BB-8, and the Resistance soldier peered around one of the marketplace tents and spotted two stormtroopers talking to some of Unkar's men. One of the thugs nodded obligingly and pointed right to where Ray and her friends were standing. The man grabbed Ray's hand and started to run. "What are you doing?" she asked.
"BB-8, come on," was his only reply.
But the laser bolts that ripped past them spoke eloquently on his behalf. They had to get out of there, and fast. They zigzagged through a maze of tents as blast after blast followed them through the market. Finn was quick, but he had no idea where he was going.
"Let go of me!"
Ray tried to pull her hand away.
"We gotta move!"
Ray wasn't trying to argue that point.
"I know how to run without you holding my hand!"
The man tried to pull her toward Unkar's trading stall.
"No, this way!"
Ray took the lead, dragging the man behind her with BB-8 close at their heels. She pulled them inside an empty tent to hide.
"They're shooting at both of us," she said,
still trying to process how drastically her life had changed since that morning.
"Yeah, they saw you with me. You're marked,"
he said apologetically.
"Well, thanks for that."
"Hey, I'm not the one who chased you down with a stick," he replied. "Anyone sell blasters around here?"
Suddenly, they heard something outside the tent. The man grabbed Ray's hand and started running again.
"Stop taking my hand!" Ray grumbled.
She could run from terrifying enemy soldiers on her own, thank you very much. They made it only a few steps before a mechanical scream filled the air. A First Order TIE fighter whipped over them. The ship fired right into the crowded outpost, sending Ray flying. Flames engulfed the dry canvas, spreading quickly through the marketplace. Nemo was in ruins. Ray knew there was only one place left to go, the spaceport. She took the Resistance soldier's hand and ran faster than she had in her entire life.
"We can't outrun them,"
he said between gasps.
"We might in that quad jumper," Ray replied.
The beautiful ship looked like it had just rolled out of space dock. With the ship's powerful engine, they could easily leave the First Order in their dust.
"We need a pilot,"
the man said. Ray smiled confidently.
"We've got one!"
All those hours practicing with her flight simulator were about to pay off.
"How about that ship?"
The man pointed to an old YT-series cargo ship. A giant tarp covered most of the spacecraft, but the parts that were showing weren't much to look at. Some of its paneling was loose, and the hull hadn't been cleaned in years. But it seemed like it could make orbit. Probably.
"It's closer."
"That one's garbage," Ray scoffed.
But no sooner had she spoken than a TIE fighter blew the beautiful quad jumper into dust.